Mark chapter 15. And immediately in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answering said unto him, "You say it." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answer you nothing? Behold how many things they witness against you." But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, who lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had always done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you that I release unto you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him out of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, "What will you then that I shall do unto him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said unto them, "Why, what evil has he done?" And they cried out the more exceedingly, "Crucify him." And so Pilate, willing to satisfy the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall, called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they brought him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots for them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand, and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And they that passed by derided him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Ah, you that destroy the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself, and come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe." And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which is, being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, "Behold, he calls Elijah." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up his spirit. And the veil of the temple was torn in from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, who stood facing him, saw that he so cried out, and gave up his spirit, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from afar, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less and of Joses, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him, and ministered unto him, and many other women who came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, who also waited for the kingdom of God, came, and went in boldly unto Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been for some time dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulcher which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid.